So I'd like to call the meeting of the Region of Queens Municipality Regular Council Tuesday, April 13, 2021, to order. Please, a reminder, if you have any phones, cell phones, et cetera, to put them on mute. This meeting is being recorded. Are there any changes to the agenda as presented? Any changes to the agenda? If not, I so ask for approval of the agenda. Moved by Councilor Brown, second by Councilor Hawks, that the meeting, that the agenda be approved as presented. All those in favor? Contrary? No presentations at this point in time. Any petitions to table? Hearing none, we'll move on to public question comment session. I remind anyone who wishes to speak, you have 5 minutes maximum, and please state your name and your civic address before beginning.
Yes, I'm Mayor Norman, Leon Robinson, Connell Street in Liverpool. A couple of comments here. First of all, I noticed in the press this week, the province is revamping their municipal regulations for municipal units, and particularly with respect to virtual meetings. Apparently it was a special order that was before that you allowed to have virtual meetings during this pandemic. And there's other changes there too as well. I'm sure you're aware of. And under 14.1, the Federation of Municipalities, the annual meeting, that's virtual, is it?
Yes, it is.
And are there any attendees from our municipal unit?
We do not know yet. That is why it's on there as 14.1.
Okay, thank you. And lastly, the question, the budget. I noticed that when we were here to a budget meeting before, it sort of indicated the budget would be on this particular agenda. When will it be on?
We suspect it will be on our next regular council meeting, which is Tuesday evening, April 27th.
And is that meeting held in the council chamber, or is that one that's outside?
All the outside meetings have been canceled during the point in time, so you'll may recall it was supposed to be at Hunts Point, but it will be held here.
It will be here. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak? If not, we'll move along. 7.0, dangers on site and premises, nothing to report today. Oh, approval of the minutes. Regular council, March 23rd, 2021. Moved by Councilor Fancy, seconded by Councilor Charlton. The minutes of March 23rd, 2021 be accepted. All those in favor? Contrary? 8.1, Astor Theater Society, request for decreased rent. Ms. Rocket, would like to go through this item, please.
Good morning, Mayor and Councilor.
Good morning.
So as you know, this has been quite a challenging year for everybody. I received a request from the Astor Theater 2 weeks ago, or a week and a half ago, requesting that we reduce the amount of rent for this year to December 31st, and that we waive the outstanding amount of $2,000 that was owed in the last fiscal year. So just a little bit of background. The previous lease for the Astor expired in 2020. We renewed that during the pandemic. So they had already been shut down then for a couple of months due to public health orders. At the time of renewal, things were really uncertain and it was unclear when they were going to reopen again. So the previous council agreed to reduce their rent for the first year of the five-year agreement to $3,000 from $6,000. It's $6,000 per year. At the end of March 2021, we had only received $1,000. I did send a couple of reminders, and then I received an email from the chairman, John Simmons, requesting that the remaining $2,000 be waived. And that's I've included the email in the package, so hopefully you've all had a chance to read that. And then also requested that rent until December 31st, 2021 be waived. So based on a $6,000 a year rent, that works up to $500 a month for a total of $4,500 for this year.
So before we have questions, we should bring the matter to the floor in form of a motion. Would you like to make, Council Counselor.
Kidney.
Yes. Kidney.
I recommend that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality waive Astor Theater Society's outstanding rent of $2,000 for 2020-21, and further rental payments totaling $4,500 until December 31st, 2021.
And I'm seconded by Counselor Fancy. Questions of Ms. Rocket? Deputy Muse?
Really to the CAO. Can we cover any of that under the COVID money for rent?
Potentially, yes. I have to see the nature of the actual request, but yes, potentially.
Any other questions? Counselor Fancy?
I guess we're starting to see the outfall of the COVID here. We've been asked by the Astor Theater to basically, before we went through the budget, to be able to look at another employee and some monies to help, and we haven't been able to work with that. But here we're showing forward of things they actually lost and what they're projecting for the future. So I think we've got to definitely go forward with this because they need the help.
Counselor Kidney?
I agree with what has been said. In correspondence that I've received from the Astor, the question was the stated, and I don't need an answer for this, but just a question for us to think about. If the Astor Theater, if the Astor and the Regional Council are to truly act in partnership, we need to know exactly what that means. And by showing this at this point in time, I think this is a big thing that we can do. Not a big thing that we can do, but it's something that we can do, and on to bigger and better things. But there has to be a start, and I believe that this is definitely a start, and this is something that we have to do.
Thank you, Councilor. Any other comments? I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. 9.0, 9.1, the transfer tax. There is a recommendation. If someone would like to make that, so we can have some discussion. Councilor Romero?
I move that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality give first reading to bylaw number 18 respecting deed transfer tax.
Seconded by Councilor Charlton. Chris, would you like to basically summarize this for our audience?
Sure. The Municipal Government Act authorizes municipal councils to establish a deed transfer tax up to a maximum of 1.5%. It varies across Nova Scotia. There are a couple that have zero. There are several that have half of 1%. There are several that have 1%, and there are some that have 1.5%. Our current rate is 1%. But as council is aware, during budget deliberations, we have significant financial challenges going forward. And so in order to help lessen the amount that we increase the tax rate this upcoming year, council has asked that we increase the deed transfer tax to 1.5% to help increase the revenue side of our balance sheet. So as all bylaws are required, they go through a first reading, they're publicly advertised, there's opportunity for public input through that process, and then it will come back in 12 months' time for second reading and further deliberation by council based on that public input. And then council at that time will decide whether they agree or disagree with the actual bylaw change.
Are there any questions? Councilor Fancy.
I think when we talk about this, we're not talking about income for the regions. It's going to be less tax rate for the region because our tax rate, everybody's hurting this year. If you see across, you look at Bridgewater, what's going on over there and everywhere else, the tax rate's going to go skyrocketing this year because of COVID and what's all transpiring. So this from 1 to 1.5 will help us reduce our tax rate of what we would be charging the people. So that's what I think what we're looking at more than just trying to create income.
It's done in a time of need.
Yes.
Is what you're, yeah. Any other questions? If not, I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. 9.2 is a yearly matter. It's not quite housekeeping, but it's a yearly matter. All of our fire departments, our volunteer fire departments, and our West Queens First responder are asked to provide their emergency service provider application of what they do and what they do not do for our records and for the province. There is a recommendation, Deputy Muse.
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approves a 2021-2022 Fire Department and Medical First Responder Registration effective April 1st, 2021 for Greenfield and District Fire Department, Liverpool Firefighters Association, Hill Village and District Fire Department, North Queens Fire Association, Port Midway Fire Department, and West Medical First Responder Society, according to the service levels of each department included on their 2021-2022 application for registration.
Seconded by Councilor Gidney. Are there any questions? You'll notice that each are different in what they provide. Are you all comfortable with these? Ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Finance. Taxdale preliminary report. Good morning.
Good morning.
And a quick report on how we did last week.
Yep, so as you know, our Taxdale was held last Wednesday. The original list had 58 properties on it. Two properties were paid in full and removed from the tax sale, which left 56 properties up for auction. Typically, we held tax sales in council chambers, but because of the overwhelming interest and to ensure we were able to accommodate everyone, it was held at the call center. Under COVID-19 regulations, that allowed for 100 people in total to be present at any given time. Our final number of registrants was 189. And because of how many registrants we had and how many were interested in more than one property, we held six sessions. That way it allowed everyone who wanted to bid on any property that they were interested in. Our doors opened at 7 o'clock in the morning. We began session one at 8:30 and session six ended at 6:30 p.m. In between each session, everyone exited the building and Scott LeBlanc used the disinfectant fogger to sanitize chairs and all surfaces. Social distancing took place and all COVID-19 regulations were followed. At the auction, we sold 53 out of 56 of the properties. However, one sale did not go through as of late yesterday. So from this, we have paid off $144,917 of outstanding tax accounts and we'll be depositing $641,965 to the tax sale surplus reserve. We'll stay there for 20 years. After the 20 years in the tax sale surplus account, we will then transfer the money to our capital reserve fund, where if you get elected for another few terms, you can help us spend it then. The success of this tax sale is a result of many staff and departments working together. First and foremost, the hard work and dedication from our tax clerk, Penny Benedict, and our finance clerk, Kaylee Oichel. Also, Scott LeBlanc was constantly ensuring all COVID protocols were met, preparing signage, disinfecting the room between sessions, and stayed the entire time, along with Kellyanne Hurley and Joanne Vino, who made sure proper COVID-19 procedures were being followed. Our IT staff made it possible to process debit payments on site. Our engineering and public works staff set up and tear down of the event. And of course, from the support and direction from our CAO during the entire process. And I'll be back in September with another update because we're having another tax sale in September.
Thank you, Michelle. And the tax sale account that sits there for 20 years, so the land that we sold, the past owners have 20 years come claim the property.
Anyone with an interest that can prove
that can prove that they have an interest in that land can come claim the profit that we made on the land. We simply just get our taxes right at this point in time. What historically has been the, just curiosity, has been the reclamation?
So last budget year we brought in 42,000, which actually listed in our financial statement. If you look at our audit financial statement, it shows what the, well, how much we'll get each year for the next 20 years, at least each year for 20 years.
Is there a certain percentage of refund, or is it just over the map?
Just whatever the number is. It's typically not very much, but on occasion like this year, because we had so many property sales, the number's much higher. But if everybody comes and claims the money in the next 20 years, then in 20 years time it'll be zero.
Yeah,
but if nobody comes and claims in 6 years time or 20 years time, it'll be $640,000. So.
Any questions, Ms. Plummer? Councilor Fancy?
The one that fell through. So those are being offers put in, right? Does it go down to the second person because it's actually sold?
No. So they had to pay the minimum bid the day of the tax sale, and then they had 3 business days to come up with the money.
Right.
And she wasn't able to come up with the money. So we'll be having a tax tender sometime. I'm not sure if it's going to be in August or after our next tax sale, and it will
right.
go on the tender.
So it doesn't go down to the second person
no.
who wanted it too?
No.
Okay.
We have no way of knowing who the second person is today.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Planning 13.1, the variance appeal respecting property, identified PIN number 70275094. Councilor Fancy?
I so move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality uphold the decision of the development officer to issue a variance for a reduced lot area to facilitate development of 6 additional apartment units on property identified as PID number 702-75094.
Seconded by Councilor Charlton. Comments or questions? Any comments?
Mm-hmm.
Councilor Fancy?
I think what the was brought up here before, I think there are going to be some issues that come along with it, but I think it's good issues in the sense that we might have to look at, and we've already talked about things like possibly speed indicators to try to slow the traffic down. There was been talk to people saying, hey, what about coming out there maybe doing a right turn so you don't have to cross the flow of traffic, you have to keep the flow going. I think there's various ways we can be able to try to move that, keep the flow going better, plus reduce the speed in there. And I think we're obliged to try to make that place better. I mean, when we see things growing, it's a great thing, but we also too have to be understanding that we need to do something on our behalf to make sure that we keep it a safe place for the kids and for everybody else in that area.
Thank you, Councilor Fancy. Councilor Brown.
I think as we listened to the appellant, he said that he wasn't in disagreement with the variance itself for the 6 lots, which is the only thing we were really discussing. But he did bring up good comments about the traffic patterns, and I think that's something that our traffic authority can deal with down the road.
Any other comments? Councilor Charlton?
I agree with what was said as well, and I think one thing that's not being considered is the fact that because it's in such a central location, it may not, everyone that lives there may not have a car. It's in walking distance to grocery stores. So, you know, I'm not discrediting the concerns to the traffic because I think there will still be some, but I also think that this is attractive to people who don't wish to drive. And from an environmental point, I think that's great as well.
Great persons looking at sustainable living. Any other comments, Councilor Gidney?
Yeah, I agree with everything that's being said. I think the environment's a great idea. I am a little concerned with traffic, but that's has something to do with the variance, and that's something that we should be looking at a later date.
Right. Thank you. Any other comments? Hearing none, I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. And 14.1, the Nova Scotia, the Spring Conference of the Nova Scotia Federation of Municipalities is being held virtually online. You received a copy of the agenda items. Is there anyone who has any particular interest in spending time taking part in this virtual conference? Counselor Charlton?
Yes.
You so wish to answer anyone else? Counselor Romero? Counselor Kidd?
Yes.
Three registrants?
Nope, but we'll register them, we just need consensus or whatever from everybody that we're, the three of them are interested.
That? Okay.
Okay.
And I need a motion to move in camera. Moved by Counselor Brown, seconded by Counselor Fox. We move in camera, I'll have a few minutes to clear the room.
Two thirds.